Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Deborah Adams Doring.
And I'm Glenn Doring.
And together we work as an art collaborative called Doe Projects. And more about our work can be seen at doeprojects.com, which is our blog, and doeprojects.org, which is our website. And we should probably also note that projects is spelled with a K instead of a C, because if we had spelled it with a C, it would have been the Department of Energy or Department of Education's website. So just to make clear, DOEPROJECTS.
So as visual artists, we classify ourselves as conceptual artists, which means each time we create an artwork or have an exhibition, it is based on a specific idea. And we are also socially engaged artists, which means the things that we create always have some aspect of intervention or response by either the art knowledgeable or the art interested, which is pretty much every John Doe and Jane Doe, which is why Doe is part of the name of our collaborative. We want to be accessible to all people. And we have taught workshops for 2 weeks called
Socially Engaged Storytelling and Symbols. And what that means is that we introduce participants to not only our core forms, which briefly are the zero, the one, the hyphen, the period, and the tilde, all keyboard characters, but also very basic shapes, forms that are common to all cultures. In other words, the circle, the horizontal line, the vertical line, the swash or organic mark, and a dot. So these are very basic forms that people can use as point of departure or invitation to interact, to create images that can respond to sessions that they've heard here at Holden. Or if they maybe are new to Holden and haven't heard a session yet, we do have a list of cultural keywords that were initially written about by a man named Raymond Williams in the 1970s. Williams had come back from World War II and had felt that the English language was changing very rapidly, and so he wrote about these words and how they had changed over the centuries, and especially how they were changing during the 70s and 80s.
And then he had followers who updated the list in the 90s to include words like queer and ecology and things which were not really part of the lexicon of words in the 70s. And by this point in 2019, there are other lists of key words for media, African Americans, technology. I mean, they've started becoming sort of
specialized.
Specialized, but again, a key word, the kind of thing we would enter into Google to look for something, is words that can be ambiguous or have a different meaning from person to person. Home is one that has been on a number of lists, and certainly what home means to each individual person depends on what home life was like when they grew up and what it is like today for them, which might not be the same thing it is 10 years from now.
And also the idea of home as something, is it your country of origin? Is it a place that you've migrated to or immigrated to? I mean, what constitutes one's personal homeland or home country is also a part of that changing word. The theme, unity of love, was probably, I can't say it was a direct influence, since we do this type of work no matter what the theme is. I think where unity of love ties in is not only do we work with our own symbol set, but other symbol sets from different periods of time and different cultures. For example, we also work with the Nazca forms, which are the huge geoglyphs from Peru. We work with some contemporary symbols that would come from all different parts of the world. And I think there is a desire to take visual language from all parts of the world, visual language which we love and which is our work and which we engage in all the time, and bring together something that would be described as unity, or in art terms, maybe even a gestalt, something that is helpful and complete and something that all people could engage in. So unity of love ties in this idea of loving people, loving visual images, bringing them together and allowing them to express something key in their own lives or experiences.
I agree with that, and I'll add to it, if I may. The core forms that we use are all based on the zero or the circle. If you envision it floating in space, when you see it flat, it looks like a zero. But if you were to think of it as a tire or a donut that would then turn and you can only see it from its side, what you're only seeing is actually a vertical line or a one. And then if it fell down, it would look like a horizontal line. If it was a great distance away, you couldn't see the hole in it, so it would just look like a dot. So what this is one of the interpretations of the symbols we use, is that if you change your perspective, things that look different, or in this case the zero and the one, which are very binary, you might find some commonality there. And we think that at this point in the history of the human species, it's a good idea to accentuate similarities instead of differences.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.